All right, welcome to Happy Hour Quick Shot. It's a new thing we're going to do where me and Andrew will record our phone calls that we do way too often during the day. And it'll be 10 minutes on, like, one topic, and that's it. And when the clock hits 10 minutes, we're done, even if mid-sentence. So today, we're going to talk about Adrian Peterson signing and what it means for the Saints offense and what it means for the draft. We're not going to get into off-the-field stuff. We're going to let Kevin handle that next podcast. But Adrian Peterson, Andrew, I want to choke national media people to death. First, because they're like, it's a bad signing. He's old. They should just draft the running back. And second of all, they don't need a replacement for Ingram. The Saints need they need to get Peterson, and he's fine on a one-year deal, even though they're paying him three times the high tower, because they only have so many picks, and they have like a dozen needs. They can't fill every hole in the draft, and they need another running back.
I think there. If I go up and down the roster, I pick like nine things that I don't love that I would like to be better. And you know, so you go up and down the list. It's like quarterback. You know, I'd love another safety. I'd love to double up at corner and pass rusher, maybe a tight end, you know, maybe a tackle. So, you know, definitely a tackle. But so, yeah, I count like nine issues, and they only have seven picks in the draft. So to me, you know, you add, first of all, Hightower's gone, so you need to replace him. And when you get a guy like AP, that's a box you can check where they can still draft the running back if they want. They don't have to. And that, to me, that's what's critical about it.
Yeah, and the thing I like about Peterson is, to me, worst-case scenario, he's totally washed, and he's Hightower. And you're like, he doesn't have burst. If the play is blocked perfectly, he'll get a nice run like Hightower did. Can't really catch. And he runs 130 times for 500 yards, and you're like, he's kind of done. He's washed up. We're not going to pay you $3 million next year for that, Adrian Peterson. Like, to me, that's the worst case. But the upside for him is so good.
Oh, I think the worst case is that he either blows out his knee again or that he's so bad, you know, just averaging, like, 2 yards a carry.
You think he could be worse than Hightower?
I don't think so. But I'm not going to say it's impossible.
Well, he could not be healthy.
I think the worst-case scenario is that he's just done. You know, the worst-case scenario is it's like Olin Krutz or Champ Bailey or any of those guys that the Saints have brought in, and we all got excited about it for a second, and then you realize quickly in training camp and preseason, like, oh, this guy can't play football anymore.
Yeah.
That's the worst case.
Yeah. I don't think that happens if he's healthy. Like I don't see him the wheels falling off his super athletic body to the point where he's worse than Hightower.
I'll give you that.
Yeah.
But him being healthy is a big if. I mean, he's had
major
knee injuries in the last 3 years now.
No, that's the thing, because Hightower was always there, man. He was ready to go. He was like the guy that showed up at, you know, he was always there, and you could always kind of count on him. And yeah, he was replacement level, but he was healthy.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, it does make me feel a little better that Peterson played that game in December, coming back from the knee injury, which was way earlier than anyone thought, and it ended up being like they kind of felt like he rushed himself back, and I think he had swelling afterwards, and they were like, he's done. And so then they shelved him after that game. But he did come back in December. So that tells me that he's probably, if not ready to go, at least pretty close. Like, I don't feel health-wise. Like, if he hadn't played at all, I'd be worried, like, is he even recovered from this injury?
Yeah. I think that the one thing for the Saints that is the scenario you want, in the best case, I don't think the best case scenario is like he suddenly becomes young again and runs for like 12, 1,300 yards. I think the best case scenario makes it really interesting for the Saints because
I think the best case scenario is like he looks really good early in the year, and Sean Payton's like, oh, I want to give him more carries. But the thing is, he's old, and you shouldn't do that, you know? So, like, he'll be so good that the Saints will be tempted to be like, eh, we're going to give you 140 to 150 carries. Let's bump that up to 190, you know? Let's really do a real timeshare between Ingram, and that would be bad because, no, like, you want – I think if he's really good, you want to keep him at 150 carries and get 150 really good carries out of him and not – 180 kind of meh carry.
Yeah,
you know?
See, I'm not worried about that at all. I think there is a much greater risk that either he or Ingram get pissed that they're not getting the ball enough.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, that's true. Well, what about this? I don't think this stops them from drafting a satellite running back at all.
No, no. Yeah, like, I've seen people throw out there, well, this rules out Christian McCaffrey. It doesn't rule out Christian McCaffrey at all. Christian McCaffrey would be battling Travis Cadet for playing time, a roster spot. And, yes, maybe McCaffrey, if he's on the roster, maybe somewhere in there Peterson gets less snaps. But it might as well be different positions. I mean, honestly, like, if McCaffrey was on the team, they'd put him in the slot. They'd move him around. I mean, I think there'd be a number of times where McCaffrey and Ingram would be on the field at the same time. So, I don't think this. Has, I mean, I do think it's less. I mean, I don't think they'd take Fournette at 11 if he was there, and I don't. I think Joe Mixon is probably out of the picture now that they have Peterson. But as far as like a satellite annex player, no way. To me, that might as well be a different position. Cadet is the guy that would be competing with McCaffrey.
Yeah, and look, they didn't give Cadet anything, so I mean, it could move. Do you think Adrian Peterson would preclude them from picking, like, a running back like the Foreman kid from Texas or, you know, like, if they get to, like, the third or fourth round and they're like, you know, this is a running back really similar to Peterson and Ingram, but we got a second-round grade on this guy, and we're sitting here at pick 103.
Yeah, I could see them taking it back in that scenario. I mean, remember, like, Peterson has 2 years, but the second year is a team option, and they're not going to renew if he's terrible. So, really, I think the Saints are probably planning on this being 1 year, maybe two. And a rookie would be 4 years at least. And so, if you feel like the value is good, and I just don't think they'd pick a running back because there's too many needs on defense. Like, I don't think it'll be about Peterson. I think it'll just be about they need to make their defense better. But I don't think you can categorically say they won't take a back because I just think if they see a guy that they love, Peterson isn't going to be around long enough to mitigate not taking
him. Is your gut instinct say on this Tuesday that McCaffrey will be there at 11?
I still think he's going to be there. I mean, as much as he's getting hyped and teams love him, I just think he's so small, and I wonder if teams are going to shy away from the fact that he didn't do a private workout for anyone. So my gut tells me he'll be there at 11.
I think you're right, and I think it's going to be fun. I think there's a 50-50.
And it'll be a tough decision.
It'll be a tough decision, and if some weird way Fournette is there at 11 too. God help the Saints if they pick McCaffrey over Fournette, whoever has to go to the podium and deal with the media after that pick. Oh, my God.
All right, you're 10 minutes are up.
Yes. God damn it. All right.